gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm cheap. I'm easy. I'm eye candy for your camera. I'm the overseas twist you can put in your show without leaving L.A. Get British Police Uniforms L.A. to make me put out for you. I'll just read anything, won't I?
Yeah, you
okay.
will.
You can go to the sponsorship page at StephanieMiller.com for that. Oh, looky here. It's, you know, that Maddow family smart. Rachel Maddow's daddy writes, Victory, New York 26. I'm sure the Syracuse Sexy Liberal Show is the reason. Well, clearly it is, Bob. We all know that. What's that I see in my peripheral vision? Speaking of sexy...
What? Steffi.
Oh, what's that? Heavy breathing, I hear. Why? Could it be?
The yeah!
Hump days with Hal Sparks?
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Hi, Hal Sparks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
The power of the sexy liberal show.
Oh.
New York 26. Yeah, baby!
Uh-huh. One down. 300 districts to go.
Yeah, there you go. Quest one district at a time.
Yep.
That's exciting, though.
I know. It's yeah. huge. How long was it, Chris? How long has it
been? Since 1850.
That place has been Republican?
Red.
Yep. Yeah.
It's Mama's hometown area out there.
But that's nothing. You know, Eric Cantor came out and said nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It's okay. You know, the one little race doesn't make... Who cares if I did a war dance after John... What's his name? One in... Massachusetts.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, did you see that? He said there has to be cuts before he'll give any money to the
tornadoes. To the disaster.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. Yes.
Nice. Yeah. Well, yeah, you can't just give them the money. There's got to be cuts. He's going to hold them hostage,
How are they going to learn, you know, to manage their money?
How are they going to learn not to get hit by a tornado
How do you have a big nanny government if it doesn't go, you can't have your lunch money till you clean your room?
Yeah.
But I'm starving. I haven't eaten in 7 days. Doesn't matter.
What a nasty little twerp that Eric Cantor is.
But I
thought I read that. I was like, really? No.
Yeah.
Come on. They need help now. Like, you really can't. You're going to hold them hostage, too? Not just the debt ceiling, not just the full faith and credit of the United States, not just...
That's the last thing in the world that Republicans need to politicize.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and Ron Paul just said a couple of weeks ago in an interview said, you know, you can't reward people for making stupid decisions. You know, this is going to be, you know, it's their fault for living in this area.
Sure, they should have known.
Yeah, a Cat 5.
To compare and contrast the president.
I want everybody in Joplin, everybody in Missouri, everybody in Minnesota, everybody across the Midwest to know that we are here for you. The American people are by your side. We're going to stay there until every home is repaired, until every neighborhood is rebuilt, until every business is back on its feet. That's my commitment, and that's the American people's commitment.
And from the department, are you kidding me? Yes, Eric Cantor said, however, before Congress approves federal funds for disaster relief, they have to offset the spending with cuts to other programs.
Here's a good idea.
So, yeah, we're going to have to get Grandma some eye sockets and pull cat food, at least.
Oh,
yes.
Hal?
Hal?
I have an idea. I have an idea.
There's no one else to call on.
Teacher,
I call on you.
Miss Teacher, I have an idea. You could cut oil subsidies because it would pay it would pay for the cleanup.
You're going to take it out on the poor oil companies
five
again.
Times over.
Damn you.
That would do it.
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty simple process. Uh-huh. How about eliminate oil subsidies? Bang, paid for, done.
No.
If he wants to offset those, how about that?
That's
how about
ridiculous.
I mean, I understand that, you know, oil companies have their highest profit levels in century.
There you go again with your class warfare. Okay.
Yeah, right. I have class, and I'm at war with anybody who doesn't and thinks that people whose house has just been exploded should get out there with a hammer and nail and slap it back together.
All right. By the way, Sexy Liberal Show, kids, exploding, I just say, now that Hal Sparks is here today.
Ding.
Quite the phenomenon. Exactly.
Do-do-do-do.
Can I have some sexy music, please? Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, Carville coming up next. Get your... Seriously, I'm not hyperbolizing when I say you need to hurry and get your tickets.
Yeah, it's...
Saturday, June 4th, Minneapolis, Saturday, June 18th, Chicago, Saturday, June 25th, Boston, Saturday, July 16th, and Seattle, Saturday, October 1st.
Which is nearly sold out.
Months in advance. Months in advance. I don't know what to say. You people, clearly... People with taste is what your point is.
Exactly. Even with right-wingers operating the phones in some of those places going, no, it's sold out.
No, it's sold out.
Go home.
No, it's not.
No. There's nobody.
No.
There,
What?
Here's, let me direct you to the website where you can get a scalp ticket for $500.
Exactly, yeah, which we bought and we're not going to sell. Yeah, okay, here's $500. Nope, sorry, $500.
Make sure you go to sexyliberal.com for all of your links to tickets. Mm-hmm.
There
don't,
you go.
Don't type in sexy liberal show in Google and follow those links because
They're trying to torpedo it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is a great sign, quite frankly.
Have you heard there's not supposed to be any crying in baseball or in comedy, but you heard that some board members from some city somewhere called our tour director crying. Because there's a big fight with the board, and they want to pay them double the profit not to book the show in there because they're all freaking out, and all the conservatives are like, no!
I will pay you guys.
And then she called him crying because she's like, I know there's going to be bad press. He's like, yes, there will.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yes, indeed, there will be.
Absolutely. You're going to let members of your board pay to not have a show there.
Yes.
Yeah, more than the place would make in profit, which seems... anti-free market. I'm going to go out on a limb.
I thought they were capitalists. Wait.
Really? No.
This is a total disconnect for them. Liberals don't succeed at capitalism.
Moron.
They're not attractive in any way.
I can't. And meanwhile, Rush Limbaugh's ratings are down 30%.
Yeah, did you see that?
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah. Sean Hannity's down like 25%.
Oh, no.
24%. Yeah.
Right-wing talk radio is down pretty much across the board.
Yeah, in a big way, since October. What happened then? Hmm.
And by the way, could we take a moment about the New York 26? Did you...
Oh, my God.
Turning, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, you can't read anything into this.
No.
Not that they...
A solidly red district since the 1800s.
Paul Ryan must be getting, like, the biggest wedgie in the congressional gym locker room right now.
Did you see, just like yesterday, the Republican candidate tried to go, I'm not really married to the Ryan plan. She's been supporting it the whole time.
Right. Hey, but you voted for my plan. Get out of here, Paul.
Yeah, too late. Ooh, wear a helmet.
Don't.
She slammed into the boards. Too late.
Okay, so the Democrat wins in upstate New York.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chrysler pays back all of its loans plus interest yesterday. It must suck to be a Republican
today.
It kind
of does.
Sucks to be you today.
Yeah.
And the sexy liberal show is going crazy. He's selling out everywhere. Woo! Party over here, party over there.
We're going
to... Oh, boy.
You think Rush is knocking on his cleaning lady's door again?
Do you mind doing a run?
He could try to steal it. He could go on the road.
Run down to the store.
He could do the
pick up my friend.
Fat doughy right winger show or something. I don't know.
Giant,
he could get.
Because that sure ain't sexy. There ain't nothing sexy about that.
Can you get me an oxycodone smoothie? I'm stressed out.
Uh oh.
The right wing tub of goo tour or something.
Oh yeah.
Can't they do some
rolling
spin?
Into a city near you? Oozing into a city near you. Right.
Like the blob.
Totally. Just comes in through the vents and everything.
Out of movie theater.
Beware of the blob. It creeps. And
he could get a couple other blobby right-wingers with him. Who, Chris? Who else could we? That hedgehog.
A cock.
Excuse me?
Who?
Roger Hedgecock.
Ah.
Who's that?
Roger Hedgehog?
The guy from...
A cock.
I don't know him.
The right wing radio host.
Oh, is he
from San Diego?
Yeah, I always get his name
right. Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, the guy nobody.
Maybe Mike Gallagher. Never. Who else could he get on his?
Anthony Weiner or well, no, not Anthony Weiner. No. Michael Weiner.
Oh, Michael we could get Savage Weiner. Sure,
Savage Weiner.
Got a tour of really angry, doughy right wing guys. Who wouldn't want to see that?
J.D. Hayworth counts among those two.
Glenn Beck. He's got some free time coming up in the fall.
Why are they all so doughy?
Because they've never missed a meal in their life. And because they don't, because they've now take point of pride in crap behavior. These are literally people who their idea of conservatism is a giant steak, a huge shot of bourbon with the old boys club. And you're like, you wonder why your body is turning to garbage.
You could watch him masticate on stage, just giant, you know, Renaissance fair.
They're from the salads or gay
crowd. Turkey legs and then just
some
adult beverages and smoke some cigars. Whatever. Right.
The salads are gay
crowd. Meanwhile, you can see their femoral artery just pulsing, you know, trying to squeeze the blood through their clogged system. I take pride in crap behavior. It's what America's about.
Hey, listen, it's not all bad for them. They got Pizza Guy. Pizza Guy's in the race, you know.
Oh, yeah, right.
He's also doughy.
Free three twisty bread for everybody.
He did conflate and confuse the Declaration of Independence from the Constitution days ago, though. Didn't know the difference.
I think I would love if he were the nominee, because I was saying I think he could get an Alan Keyes-type ass-kicking by the president. Maybe 40, 50 points he could lose by.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, see, that's their inherent racism, is they kind of go, but look, we have a black guy, too. And then they find the craziest bastard that they possibly...
Well, and they also run screaming.
He's black.
They wouldn't vote for him ever anyways. Yeah. That's the fun part. Like, they would, they primary him because they think somehow that benefits them, but then they wouldn't show up at the polls because there's a black guy running.
Yeah. What the, hey.
You put him there, but I didn't...
I didn't know he was from
How's that work?
Okay, this guy. Let me tell you something about this guy.
Oh, boy.
Herman Cain was once the spokesperson for a highly controversial group that, among other things, suggested Democrats want to kill black babies. The group called America's PAC spent millions to run advertisements on black radio stations in swing states during 2004 and 6. Here's one of the ads. See, tell me if you think this is fair.
Okay.
Black babies are terminated at triple the rate of white babies. As you hear rain, thunder, and a crying infant in the background. The Democratic Party supports these abortion laws that are decimating our people, but the individual's right to life is protected in the Republican platform. Democrats say they want our vote. Why don't they want our lives?
Whoa.
Really?
Hyperbole much?
That's amazing.
Okay, not making this one up in Herman Cain's voice. If you make a little mistake with one of your hoes, you'll want to dispose of that problem toot sweet, no questions asked.
Toot sweet? I don't think someone who would use the word hoes would also use the word
toot sweet.
Toot sweet.
Absolutely. I don't think they've seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
No.
The other man in the ad says, "That's too cold. I don't snuff my own seed." Oh my God, is this the worst racial stereotyping?
Like Republicans writing words that they think black people would say.
Right.
And then the first man, Herman Cain, says, "Maybe you do have a reason to vote Republican."
Wow.
Oh my God.
Another ad produced by the group links Democrats to members of the KKK.
Oh.
Check out this
jump.
Yeah.
"What I want to know is why so many of the Democrat politicians I helped elect are on the same side of the Iraq war as David Duke."
What?
Wow! And so then appearing on Fox News in 2006, Cain defended the ads, saying the general concept of having ads that give people the facts, tell people the truth, and sometimes the truth hurts.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with those ads.
You know what? We will play the ad when we come back. I found it.
Oh, goody.
Wow.
It's ominous. Okay.
By ominous, you mean ridiculous, stupid, psychotic,
racist.
The guy that makes that really crappy pizza. All right.
Oh, that Godfather's pizza is
black. I just think I'm going to
buy black.
18 minutters after the hour, right back. More Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Child is black, the child is white, the whole world looks upon a sight, a beautiful sight.
Get it. Get it. Yeah, good boy. 24 minutes.
Suddenly you're talking to Max and Fred. That's it.
Eat it.
Good boy.
Eat it.
Good boy.
Oh, some dog store people from DeKalb. Look, what's the name of it? Hang on. Oh, hang on a second. Paw licking good treats. Send Max and Fred some treats that they had this morning. There were peanut butter bones the size of their hands. Get it. Okay.
What was the name of that company? I couldn't understand because you were talking dog speak.
Yeah, what was the name of that company?
All I heard was, eek,
a DeKalb?
Max and Fred understand that weirdness.
Paw licking good treats in DeKalb.
Paul.
Yes. Paul. We have some fine sponsors in the Chicago area.
Paul
licking.
Yeah. Paul licking good treats?
Yes.
Paul licking good treats.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
T-Paw licking good treats. That's
my point is, get it. Okay, now, we were talking about Herman Cain, pizza guy, the Republican who was in the race on the for 2012. He really, some horrible...
This is amazing.
Stereotyped ads that he was a part of.
This is amazing.
In 2006 and do that. Yes, it's and so this one is which? Is this the what is it? The anti-choice thing?
If you make a mistake with one of your hoes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's this one.
And he voices it.
He voices one of the voices in it.
Boy howdy.
Okay.
Paid for by America's PAC.
The night's still young. Come on, let's head to the river and try out the slots.
Nah.
The kids are calling it.
I promised Kathleen I'd help the kids with their homework.
You know, the Army really changed you.
War does that. It makes you value what you're fighting for.
So I suppose you want me to vote Republican, like you and your soldier buddies.
Not at all. You've got no reason to.
How's that?
Well, you don't work for a living. So what do you care about keeping taxes low?
Oh. Hey, that's cold.
You cheat on your wife, so why would you want an amendment to protect marriage?
Hey, a man's got to do what a man's got
to
do.
And I know you're not going to enlist to defend your country.
Not everyone's as slow as you are, bro.
If you make a little mistake with one of your hoes, you'll want to dispose of that problem. Too sweet, no questions asked.
Oh, no, now that's too cold. Oh. I don't snuff my own seed.
Huh? Really? Well, maybe you do have a reason to vote Republican.
Oh!
Oh,
oh
no. My.
No. Holy.
Oh, no, he didn't.
What?
Wow!
Yeah.
Wow!
That's spectacular.
That is spectacularly awful.
That's amazing. And my favorite is the hired announcer guy. I'm not black, but I play one in an ad to pretend.
I'm how Republicans think black people sound.
Right.
This is how they
My
talk
golly.
When they're down at the
Toot
rivers
sweet.
Playing the slots.
Mm-hmm. I don't snuff my own seed.
Whoa.
You want to get rid of that problem, Toot Sweet,
if
right?
If you're not down with the gay bashing, then you're not a man.
Man, right. Maybe I do have a reason to...
And I love the assumption that all people in the military vote Republican. Did you
right.
hear that little
yeah.
thing in
yes,
there?
Yes, yes, yeah. sure.
I suppose you'll want me to vote Republican, like your soldier buddies. Not me.
Do you think Herman Cain actually showed up at this session just, hello, I'm Herman Cain and I speak jive.
Yeah, right.
I'm schooled in the ways of the blacks.
I speak jive.
Oh, good.
All right.
We tried to find another black person to appear in the ad with you, but they all turned us down.
You're the only
hey,
Republican.
All black people don't think
so
alike. No, we asked all of them. We had to
get a white person
to
talk black.
Actually, we didn't even have to look. A lot of Republican white guys volunteered. To pretend to
I
be black in an anti-black
and
ad.
And I know you probably do, too. I actually have black actor friends that have been asked to black it up a little bit
yeah.
in
right.
certain
oh.
scenes. Could you, you know...
Yeah, it's like
make
Hollywood
it,
Shuffle.
Make it
not,
more urban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hollywood Shuffle is not so funny when you're an actual black actor
right.
in L.A. Yeah, but that's...
Art in Chicago on this very same
uh-oh.
Subject. Uh-oh. Hi, Art.
What do you mean, oh? What
nothing.
I...
Like, oh, it's Art.
Oh,
how,
yay,
what,
it's
how
art.
Great.
I was a Democrat, by the way, and
are
I'm
you?
Not black. I'm white,
I cracked
and
it.
I'm a pro-lifer.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And back in 1996,
me too.
Okay.
And
we're
back
all
in
for
1996,
life.
These are statistics from 1996. without hesitation, I'll tell you right now.
Uh-huh.
There were 660,000 abortions in Illinois. Mm-hmm. In the state of Illinois, it was 60-70% on black children. Mm-hmm. And in the city of Chicago, it was over 70% abortion.
Okay.
I can't get the statistics anymore. And I voted Republican ever since. Did you ever see
because
that?
Their
oh,
economic,
gosh,
because their economic
time.
Policies make sure that there are more abortions.
Right.
Yes.
Because people don't have the resources and the ability to raise their children safely.
All right, back with more on that on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There will only be open minds and new horizons. Get ready for...
Stephanie Miller.
Ah, I love that Art by Cracky. 34 minutes after the hour.
Yeah.
You can't get me past him. What do you mean, uh-oh? I've been, oh.
Oh, yay.
Yay, right. It's Art. I got some statistics
you
for
don't, you, don't
young
think,
lady.
You don't think the anti-woman and anti-child policies of the Republican Party don't contribute to the abortion statistics,
oh.
and considering abortions go
yeah.
down when Dems are in
yeah,
office.
Wait a minute. But wait, hold that.
Even though choice...
I have a headline this morning.
All right.
Kansas lawmaker, Republican, which was
oh,
shocking.
Oh, yes, right.
Says women should plan ahead for rape. I have a spare tire, he said.
Oh,
would you
dear.
Like to hear the whole...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard this, but
yeah.
go ahead.
Mm, sure.
It's...
I'm
sorry, my... Hold on, do it slowly because my skin catches fire. If you say too many of these words in order
okay. All
too
right.
quickly because it's... This is...
Evil.
The anti-choice tidal wave stemming from the 2010 elections has produced nearly 1,000 anti-choice bills this year alone. Rachel Maddow has been covering a lot of this. Mm-hmm. When Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, Republican, took office last year, he called on the state legislature to create a culture of life. Trademark, Republican Party. Mm-hmm. And the last 15 minutes of their annual session, they delivered. The Republican majority passed a law to ban insurance companies from offering abortion coverage in their general health plans, except when a woman's life is at risk. However, one pro-choice Republican, State Representative Barbara Bollinger, feared that Republicans were cutting off a way for women to cover the cost of terminating pregnancies, particularly when they're unintended. During the House debate, she questioned whether women would buy abortion-only policies long before they have crisis or unwanted pregnancies or are rape victims. State Representative Pete DeGraff, that guy, mm-hmm. Republican, was ready with a shocking retort. He said women should plan ahead for situations such as rape because, after all, I have a spare tire on my car.
Whoa.
Yeah.
See, same thing. Inevitable.
Yeah, sure.
Flat tire,
sure.
Rape.
We got, you know, four tires.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Not since that right-wing guy suggested corrective rape for lesbians has there been such a... Well, it used to be,
in all honesty,
woman.
It used to be that it seemed like members of the GOP didn't give a crap about whether a woman got raped or was attacked. Now it seems like they're rooting for it at some point.
Yeah.
Like, guys like that seem like they shrug it off with...
Yeah. But here's the actual exchange. He said to Bollinger, we do need to plan ahead, don't we, in life? Bollinger said, and so women need to plan ahead for issues they have no control over with a pregnancy? DeGraff, actually, you would think at least you have some decent people in Kansas, he'd actually draw some groans.
Oh.
By saying,
just groans?
I have a spare tire on my car. I also have life insurance. I have a lot of things I plan ahead for.
So I
His
guess...
His belief that women should plan and prepare for their own rape is just a skosh more than groans.
Yeah. So if you believe this Kansas lawmaker, if you give birth to a little girl... You should probably start a fund for her rape,
yes,
according
for her,
to this
not
guy.
Like college fund,
I mean,
rape fund.
In case she's raped before she's gainfully employed.
Sure, exactly.
And then she can pay for her own after that point.
Yeah.
And
it's only common sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Then.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's go to...
How did his mother not cave his head in with a brick when he got home? You know what I mean?
Like, our show has winded up the first half hour.
How does your wife not just run, like... Why are you running at me with a giant concrete block?
Yes.
This is what the
sexy liberal show does. It's turning these racist, homophobic things on their head.
Yeah, right.
We're winded so far. Okay, Joe. Sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
Good morning, guys and gals.
Hiya.
Another thing that ad, the guy says, yeah, and you cheat on your wife, so you don't want no defense of a marriage act. Not like any Republican, Newt Gingrich, Bitter, Hooker, Larry Craig. None of them have ever cheated on their wife.
Of course not.
Yeah, of course not.
Because they got forgiveness from some large churchy organization after the fact.
Yes.
Whether it was an actual church or a bunch of guys who gathered calling themselves
Newt
the church,
Gingrich,
like a family.
Only with the help of God, has barely gotten control of his giant roaming patriotic penis that was marauding across the country.
Absolutely, like the
in the 90s.
Like the breast and everything you knew about sex we were afraid to ask.
The large angry
just
breast. There was a large angry patriotic penis outside,
lurking the countryside.
What is that? Look at him!
He couldn't help it, you know.
Listen, take it for America. He's working so hard for his country. You have to take one in the shorts for America from a
Nudie.
Frankly,
I can't control my own sexual urges. I'm busy litigating someone else's.
You know what, Chris, my favorite movie, The Entity?
Yes.
You know where Barbara Hershey is raped repeatedly by a sound effect?
By a sound effect.
That's the only way that you know the invisible ghost, the rapey ghost is there.
Sure.
You freeze it.
See, that's probably what happened in the 90s. Women would hear... What's that?
What?
And you know it's...
Right, it was...
It's Newt Gingrich's giant patriotic penis.
Lurking. Really? But it only works if you're, you know, a...
That's so weird.
It is very weird.
I think it's the phlegm that's making me weird.
Okay. Yeah, blame it on the phlegm.
Blame it on the phlegm.
Woo! Lavender Pitt, the official roller derby queen of the Stephanie Miller Show in Tucson, Arizona. Yes. Hi, Lavender.
Good morning, Mama. Morning, Luke.
Good morning, baby.
Hello.
So I turned on the radio in the middle of that ad thing, and was that a serious ad or was that a spoof?
No,
that was serious.
Serious fitness.
That was a serious ad.
Yes.
Yeah.
That acting was so racist, the actors had to do it in blackface.
Yes. Yeah.
It's voiceover, and they made it more blackface.
Yeah.
That was racism made for radio. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That was a real ad.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. That's what we...
It was a Herman Cain ad that ran on black stations to promote voting.
God, are you kidding me?
No.
Yes, it's not for you, Lavender. It's for black folk that understand this sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. They're...
Oh, my God. That's the most horrifying thing on the planet.
All right, thank you, honey.
That's stunning.
That's, yeah. Yes. All right, breathtaking. David in Washington, D.C. Hi, Dave.
Steph, I'm professionally black since 1965. And,
good job. Good job. Way to go.
I'm sitting here with my five hoes. I don't know if you want a spare one. I've got an extra one. We're going to have a little watermelon and fried chicken.
Sure.
Then we'll play some basketball and drink some Old English 800.
Or drink some 40s.
Oh, David, you're not really black. You'd be listening to an urban station.
That's
certainly
right.
Not this one.
To the Negro stations here in Washington. But as you know, all black men love white women, so I'm listening to you.
Where are the white women at, indeed?
Exactly.
They'd be on your radio.
Exactly.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Here I am.
Wow. Is that a Herman Cain ad, too?
Smorgasbord of racism, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah, that was so, it was almost like, you know, just getting repeatedly sucker punched. You were just like, like, just when you couldn't recover from the last thing, there was something.
Getting worse.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I hope you all bring the sexy to D.C. We need some sexy here.
All right, baby.
We would love to.
All right.
Yeah.
How many phallic symbols are in Washington, D.C. alone? I mean, that is begging for the sexy level show.
I know. The Washington Monument looks like a giant penis, and
yes.
The Jefferson Memorial looks like a giant boob.
Yeah. Hmm. All right.
What are they trying to say?
Hmm.
That one is supportive and aggressive, and the other is creates and helps foster life.
Sure.
Yes,
I think.
Conda
really.
In Alabama. Hi,
hello.
Conda. Hello.
Hi. I am black. Been so for 40 years.
You've been black for 40 years. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I don't want any inexperienced blacks calling.
Yes.
I need people that have really committed to it for quite some time.
Right, right.
Before you, you know,
that aren't on the fence
on the subject
about it.
Very, very much so, and am very, very happy about it, and love everybody. But I think what they were doing, and I remember that because I'm in Alabama, so I remember those ads playing. So, but I think that what they were playing, you remember, you wouldn't remember, but history teaches us that back in the day, in the 50s, 60s, when they were injecting black people with, like, syphilis.
Syphilis,
yeah.
That's the kind of fear mentality they were pushing.
Right, yeah.
And I think that they were successful at it because a lot of people, particularly in churches, I mean, even ministers from the pulpit were kind of pimping that for them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's stunning that, I guess it's not. I mean, there's going to be somebody in sort of every crowd that's just going, hey, I got a good idea. Let's do it completely against our own interests. Let's hurt ourselves in the process as quickly.
I mean,
you're
right about that, but now I think that there's been an awakening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a vast awakening, because when you look at it, what people are asking now is, okay, well, since our orphanages are overflowing, there are so many kids in the system, where are these pro-lifers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, yeah, none of them.
They're making sure that gays can't adopt.
That's right.
Exactly. It's better to keep these kids in a, because they'll be raised gay. Never mind the fact that every gay person ever has been
raised straight.
Raised by straight people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Stacey in L.A., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Hal Sparks. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, you guys. You guys are so funny. It's like 6:30 in the morning, and I just woke up, and I had to call because I almost, like, lost my mind when that man said what he said.
Oh,
it makes me sick. It makes me sick to my stomach to hear him say that black people, you know, tell black people the Democrats want to make them have abortions and kill their children. And it's funny. They're like, we don't want you having abortions. But, by the way, we want you to have them, and we don't want you to be able to feed them or clothe them or educate them or do anything with them. In fact, you know, I mean, like, you know what? If you're a Republican, then you must be pro-ghetto, because that's what I think. You got to be pro-ghetto if that's what you believe. I'm an African-American, and I actually think between that Alan Cain, that whatever West his name
Herman
is Cain. In Florida.
Herman
Cain
and Alan
Cain,
Keyes,
And Clarence Thomas, they are an abomination to anybody that believes in black people having any sort of equal opportunity for, you know, any pursuit of happiness. They disgust me.
Well, it's specifically why they get as far ahead in the process as they do. You know, they really get pushed to the front of the line in candidates and that kind of, because they support such a racist
and
policy.
Talk about, I mean, I'm sorry, but like Clarence Thomas, Stacey, talk about, you know, the soft, what do they call it, the bigotry of, the soft bigotry of low expectation. This guy hasn't said a word in how many years at the Supreme Court?
Right.
Does anyone really think he was the most qualified person
to
be on the Supreme Court?
Yeah, he does whatever Alito tells him to do, and it's so, and Scalia, he just follows right in whatever they want from him. It's shameful.
Yeah, exactly. Thank
you. They're always able to find, they're always going to be able to find one special black where they tell him, oh, you're not black. You're not really black.
Yes. Yeah. We can help you despite that disability.
Right.
Come with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, and by the way, disgusting. Yeah. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
You too, honey.
Yeah.
All right. 45 minutes after the hour.
That's rough stuff, that guy.
Can I just say I'm man enough to take Right Wing World after all this? Yes,
really?
I am.
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
right.
I am. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Excited. Here
oh,
we go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll do that next. Hmm?
He's singing with the song.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. This is Randy Rhodes would say, love the fetus, hate the child. 46 after. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, baby, bring it.
Yeah.
Is the
answer
Stephanie Miller
is yes.
Show. Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
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 Computer says yeah.
50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Bill in Warsaw, fine American, right? Steph, I met and danced with you on stage in Syracuse. Mm-hmm. Well, he probably got a spanking then.
With her on.
I remember him, he's a naughty boy.
He was,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Share with you the joyous news that Kathy Hochul kicked Rovian ass here in New York 26.
Seriously.
It was reminiscent of the Carly Fiorina campaign in many respects. A rich, mean girl trying to out-nasty her way into office. Oh, that is so yesterday, as we say out here in California.
So yesterday.
Mm, thank you, Carly. A rich man, blah, blah, blah. Rove's Crossroad for America pack dropped a bundle in the local media markets with slick and obnoxious negative ads that really turned voters off. One thing you know about Western New York is obnoxious negative ads that regardless of party stripes, most folks on the Niagara Frontier have a keen sense of fairness. Mm-hmm. I do know that. That's where I grew up. When Corwin's campaign played dirty, it soured voters in a big way. Hochul was outspent 2-1. A lot of her support came from small donors like me and a lot of volunteers of all ages at Canvas and called like nobody's business. It warmed the cockles of this old geezer's heart.
Oh,
thanks
for
helping spread the word, Home Slice. You're welcome. Lockport points all the way down the transit are now represented in Congress again by Democrat Kathy Hochul. Cue Hallelujah Choir. All right. Thank you, Bill.
For real.
Go home, girl. It's your birthday. All right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
Oh, sometimes.
Okay. Let's dive into the Right Wing World, shall we? See what's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, John Bolton. Have you seen the freak out on Israel when Obama said essentially the same thing George Bush and every other American president said? Apparently that's just not so in Right Wing World.
The idea that the 67 lines have any political significance is simply wrong and has been rejected by every other American president since Lyndon Johnson and the famous UN Security Council Resolution 242 after the Six-Day War in 1967. So the president's position has been very radical during his entire tenure in office.
Wow!
Oh.
Wow! With a bad mustache.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? I will give him. There's a slight chance that when the words leave his mouth, they are truthful. And there's a chance that his mustache is like a lie filter.
Yeah, it turned it into a lie.
Takes all the truth out.
Whatever was forming in there originally.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the truth just cannot make it through that mishmash of nonsense.
Yeah, it's a lie stash.
It's
a lie stash?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's viciously awful. It's a monstrous lie stash, and there's just no two ways around it.
Oh, there she goes.
Sorry, Laura Ingraham.
I do think of the disconnect and maybe the tone deafness, if you will, of that devastation from Missouri. Heartbreaking pictures. And then President Obama lifting the glass of Guinness.
No,
there's something about that
God.
That I think hits people in the gut. Maybe the Irish part of the trip could have been put off to another day.
Yeah.
Or okay. maybe the tone deafness comes in the fact that Eric Cantor
Thank
says,
you.
No, you can't.
Thank you.
We need to cut food stamps to poor people, or I'm not going to allow any money to get used to clean.
Yes, despite the fact that the president is on a trip, you know, in Europe, which presidents tend to do.
Yeah.
So sometimes other things happen when he's doing
At
other
same
things.
Time.
But he made a very strong statement of support.
Yep.
And then Eric Cantor came out and said, not unless we cut out somewhere else, they can't have any money.
Eric Cantor immediately politicizes
Stupid,
it.
Mm-hmm. Putting their house in the way of a tornado.
I'm gonna go with that. That qualifies as tone deaf
on a
scale that...
Let's make this about the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Eric Bowling, Fox Business.
Where's the leadership? On the golf course or entertaining rappers in the East Room of our White House? And now, tornadoes devastating the heartland, killing scores and leveling just about every building in Joplin, Missouri.
Here it comes.
Mr. Obama, you've decided that chugging a few 40s and rediscovering your Irish is more important than a presidential visit to a community trying to figure out
what
just hit them.
Chugging 40s.
Yeah, you know what he said? In fact, he scheduled this a long time ago. He said, you know, wait till there's a tornado somewhere. Let's schedule my trip to Europe right at the same time that happens.
Did you hear the racism, though?
Yes. Rappers.
Chugging 40s.
And rappers in the White House.
Well, 40, you know, 40-ounce malt liquors.
Yeah.
That's what he was referring to.
Right.
With his rap buddies in the White House. Uh-huh.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, that's... All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tone deafness? Like, anybody? Literally.
Because he knew when the tornado was going to hit, and that's why he decided.
Right.
The very definition of tone deafness. You're not even aware.
Whoo! All right, Rush Limbaugh.
I'm getting weary of the media and pundits telling us how weak the Republican field is. Every single
one. Oh, you're right. It's strong. It's strong.
Of the current and potential Republican candidates is far more qualified and has far more work and real-life experience than Mr. Obama had before he decided to throw his stovepipe hat in the ring. Now, granted, we got, on our side, too many moderates and rhinos in our list, but at the end of the day, any of them are eminently more qualified and preferable to Obama. Elmer Fudd is preferable to Obama.
Elmer Fudd... carried a shotgun a lot of times. I don't think that's very pro-life. I'm just going to throw that
out there. Just
saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not pro-weapon either.
He was killing sentient beings. I mean, he's still... I mean, I understand Bugs is a rabbit, but still, he talked. Of all... what kind of an idiot would kill the only talking rabbit ever?
Yeah.
I mean, at least capture him for science so we can dissect him, but shooting him with a shotgun seems counterproductive.
And Daffy. I mean, that poor duckbill of his.
Knocked it right off.
Every which way on his head.
The healing ability of Daffy Duck should have been studied by science instead of just being hunted and killed. I'm just saying.
Silly Wabbit.
You're despicable.
Right.
Silly Little Wabbit.
I just...
You can't... With Republican primary being anti-Wabbit.
No.
Okay. Yes, I think stick with that, Rush. That is a really
that's
strong
a,
feeling.
A win.
You're absolutely
totally,
right. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Indeed.
Yeah. And I could totally see Rush Limbaugh voting for Herman Cain. Oh. I could totally
or
see
Elmer
him.
Fudd.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, Glenn Beck.
I would like to talk a little bit about the people that, you know, are celebrating in the president being humiliated on this.
By Netanyahu?
By Netanyahu. Wouldn't it be great if the president seemed to have a handle and understood the difference between good and evil?
It would be fantastic. I wish he did.
Mm.
Ah.
Huh? What? Huh? Yeah, don't you love this? If this had been a Republican president getting lectured by some, you know, they would have been completely up in arms about it. But they liked it because it was because it's a black guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right.
He needed a schooling. Ring the bell. School's in, sucker. Okay.
Whatever.
Because Netanyahu's policies have really gotten us closer to a safer, more secure Israel.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, because the president doesn't know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You know what? I'm going to save this Dick for after the hour. Morris. Dick Morris.
Oh.
I'm going to save this Dick Morris bite. Mm-hmm. If you let me finish a sentence, then it wouldn't sound so awkward.
You have a bite of Dick for after the...
Yes. No, Dick Morris. Coming up after the top of the hour.
Just a bite, though.
Huh? A little nibble.
All right.
Tiny.
Dude. No teeth.
No.
58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Recombinant molecular metallurgy can make your gold worthless tomorrow. Money won't lose value if you spend them today at... What? On the sponsor's product, a public service of British Police Uniforms L.A. Foundation Trust. I think.
Okay.
It says
thank
trust.
You,
mm-hmm.
Trust.
Foundation Trust? Really? Is that what
they meant? Yeah. Well,
trust,
trust is our foundational.
That's
they do
true.
Hold things in.
All right. StephanieMiller.com, the website. You can you can email us all there, or you can sponsor an hour,
too.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
All yes. right. Sexyliberal.com is the website
an hour. I'm gonna do
for
it.
The Sexy Liberal Show. So please, won't you check it out. Raleigh-Durham coming up next Saturday, June 4th. Minneapolis, Saturday, June 18th. Chicago, Saturday, June 25th. Boston, Saturday, July 16th. Seattle, Saturday, October 1st. The Sexy Liberal Show starring Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
And Stephanie Miller.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah. Who will get teabagged? Pretty much guaranteed.
So some of the venues that are trying to keep us out, which is against the law.
Right.
Because they're conservative and they're trying to bribe the
That's
board.
That's so awesome.
These are... Our tour director says, these are public theaters, so it's an even bigger scandal. Since we wanted to rent, they couldn't stop us, and that's what they're trying to do.
Could there be a lawsuit?
There could be some unfortunate publicity, couldn't there?
Maybe we could get them to... We could set them like 9 different dates, and they'll rent the place out themselves and put on no show at all just to keep us out of there. And then they'll spend all their money like the Prop 8 supporters. Yeah. And by the time the issue comes up again,
I've given the good
idea. Two can play at this game. Make sure that theater never has another thing in it ever. All right, lots to get to today. We are joined for the very first time by Representative, am I saying this right? Mm-hmm. Eddie Bernice Johnson, Democrat of the great state of Texas. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking time for us.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
Well, now, first of all, thoughts and prayers go out. I know parts of your state have been hit pretty hard as well, correct?
Yes.
Now, did you hear Eric Cantor talk about that there can't be any aid for these areas until we make cuts elsewhere? I thought that was a joke, but he's serious?
Well, he might be serious, but that just gives you an idea of how callous they are. Because we don't pick these places for these natural disasters to happen. And... trying to find a way to cut other spending in order to assist is just unconscionable. For example, they have recommended that we take a lot of money out of upgrading of cars to take out some of the green gas. Well, that's what's causing a lot of the weather changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like taking the money that would prevent this from that area in order to take care of what's happened is like a vicious cycle.
Right.
So it's no thought process going into what they're proposing.
Well, you know, Congresswoman, if I can go out on a limb and say I think it's uniquely un-American for that, you know, I mean, we help each other when we're in need. And the fact that, you know, first of all, they're playing, you know, taking the debt ceiling hostage. I mean, they're willing to sort of, you know, negotiate with that. And now really literally saying we're going to make the people of your state, Missouri, wait while we do budget cuts somewhere else. I mean, it really is unconscionable.
It doesn't make sense at all. It's the same process they've used for every other cut. They are cutting all of the needs and ignoring where we could have some balance. We could have some balance if we relieved a lot of the loopholes, the tax loopholes for our gas companies and a lot of subsidies, or even relieved, allowed to expire as had been intended, the tax breaks for the richest. But no, they want to give all the rich people, the very rich people, the breaks while we balance the budget on the backs of the poor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's exactly right. My friend Hal here was saying earlier, I mean, boy, if we just cut subsidies to the oil companies, you know.
Pay it for it five times over. Uh-huh. It would literally, the money is there. It would pay for this cleanup, the entire cleanup for both areas for, you know,
right.
That is
right.
Hit.
I mean, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Congresswoman.
Well, that's exactly right. It's stunning to see how this insensitivity has just practically taken over, especially in the House of Representatives.
And Congresswoman, I think that, you know, with the, I'm sure you know the New York 26 race, which has been, I'm from there, and that's been a red area since the 1800s, just went to Democrat Kathy Hochul. I mean, I think it is certainly a sign the tide is turning, that people do not like these Republican priorities, like destroying Medicare to give rich people more tax breaks.
Well, I think that if people begin to observe what is being proposed, then we'll see more of that. We're on the wrong course for this country. And no matter how we try to hold this line, they have the majority, a clear majority, in the House. As a matter of fact, they're even holding the more sensible centrist Republicans hostage, including the Speaker. Now, I don't believe that many of them really know the impact of what they're pushing, because it's clear to me that this impact would not only affect them personally, but their families as well. These are not rich people that came in with the assistance of the Tea Party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So they really are hurting their own constituents and themselves.
Yep. Yep. No, that's exactly right. But I think, like I say, do you think that the New York race is a barometer that the tide is turning on all this?
I hope that is right. That's exactly the way we see it at this point, and I think that they might have the message, at least I hope they get the message, that to try to balance the budget on the backs of our seniors is not the way to go.
Yep.
That's exactly what they've done in the House to send it to the Senate, and I hope the Senate now gets the message not to continue this process.
Yep, absolutely. Representative, thanks so much for taking time for us. Keep fighting the good fight, and we hope to have you on again soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Oh, she's very nice.
Yeah, she's lovely.
Did you see Kathy Hochul's acceptance speech last night?
I saw a tiny bit of it.
She's very impressive.
Yeah.
I hear her a lot.
Yeah. It's exciting. And by the way, Rachel Maddow's daddy, who's, you know, clearly the Maddow's the smartest of people in America, they said, Jim, it's because of
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, the Sexy Liberal Show. Push it over the top there.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Syracuse Show. Me and Hal Sparks. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It was some of the activities that we participated in.
Sure.
On stage.
Teabagging
demonstration.
Absolutely.
With the ping pong
downfall
balls.
Of a shoe-in Republican candidate in a strongly red area.
Yeah, take that.
That and the fact
never underestimate what you would accomplish with some Jenny Cream Ale and a couple of live sex acts. You know what I'm saying?
True, absolutely.
America.
Of course, we did have one thing going for us in that, which is, of course, that the Republican in that race backed the idea of giving old people a coupon to try and walk around knocking on insurance doors going, hi, I'm 70.
Yeah, because my mom doesn't have a computer and she still doesn't know how to make a set or answering machine.
My congressman
it's still,
gave
oh, by
me
the
a
way,
coupon.
It still comes up when my mom calls me. It comes up John Weir on my...
What?
She still doesn't know how to... I don't know. Her machine has no actual person on it. It's...
Whoever had the number last.
Yeah, she doesn't know. Yeah. Good luck with that. Here's a coupon, Mom. Good luck figuring all that out.
I gave you a coupon so you could go door to door. Oh, P.S. don't worry. I'm also trying to repeal that part of Obamacare that allows you, that protects you from not getting insurance because of a pre-existing condition. So at the same time I'm doing that, I'm also going to give you a voucher to go buy insurance on the open market. So,
which will be impossible.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And
hey,
we culled
Jim,
the herd. There's the Republican plan.
We saved some dick.
The voucher makes for great toilet paper, though. So
she saved some dick for you.
Morris, for you.
Sorry, what?
I saved some.
Yeah. We know you'll hate it, but we saved some.
You don't
want
to go hogging it before Jim gets here.
No.
That's not polite.
Mm-mm.
I don't think Obama has a prayer of getting reelected. I think he loses the Jewish vote after what he's doing to Israel. I want to say this about Israel, because this is from the heart. As far as I'm concerned, he is forcing every one of us to choose between our loyalty to the Democratic Party and our commitment to avoid another Holocaust by the death of 6.5 million Jews who live in Israel.
Whoa!
First of all, we can take heart in the fact that Dick Morris has always been wrong about everything ever.
Yeah. So,
Obama, he has no chance of getting reelected. He has no chance of getting reelected. Anyone that had a chance of entering the Harvey Firestone sound-alike competition.
Hey, with my phlegm, I can do the impression today.
The president's a Nazi.
No.
Wow.
No.
The president wants to kill 6 million Jews.
The president wants Holocaust for Jews. Oh, Israel.
That's spectacular. That, I mean, how do you...
Hal enjoyed my impression of starting my red Dodge Dart in Buffalo in 1979.
Here it is.
Ooh, I don't think it was that.
Yeah, I think you're going to need a new alternator. I think that's what's wrong with Steph. She needs a new alternator.
I need a new lot. I need the spittoon for the Dick Morris impression.
Totally. Yeah, once you get that level of phlegm started, you either have to do what Dick Morris did and
like
go pro with it, or
stop
yeah,
me up,
or it'll
me
kill
up,
you.
I'll never stop it. Never stop me up. Stop it. Stop, right. Stop me up. Stop me up.
But he really. Really, by simply holding to the 1967 lines, which is the last, like, five presidents have tried to... Yeah. That's in the basis for the...
Which are Nazis!
Is Obama trying to jumpstart a new Holocaust?
Yeah.
That's where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
How many... He's going to throw his shoulder out, swinging for the fence when there's no pitch at all.
Yeah.
All
right. 17 minutes after the hour, Jim and I will do our dueling Dick Morris.
I haven't moved in 25 years. I've been sitting here. I'd be that chair.
We will do our dueling Dick Morris impression singing Start Me Up as we continue. Hump Days with Hal.
Wow.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
Delicious.
I got her number up the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Musket rifle, get on top of building. Musket rifle.
Disco Inferno.
23 minutes after the hour. That's a psychotic.
Sorry, I'm trying to blow my brains out using the microphone.
I think she just gave up in the studio there.
Whatever. Right. And she's probably
just repeat that. Just loop it.
She did it twice.
Yeah.
Looped it forever.
She's doing the keep it going hand signal. Just wrap it up.
Think of some more words. Just
wrap it up.
All right.
I'm through.
All right. Rick Jacobs, founder of Courage Campaign, coming up after the bottom of the hour. And Representative Paul Tonko of the great state of New York, home of Democrat Kathy Hochul on the 26th. Woohoo! All right. But things are all going to magically turn around because they have Pizza Guy now on the Republican side.
Right.
Hal, this bear's playing again, don't you think?
Oh.
Because you really can't believe it. Somebody called and said, is that a spoof? I'm like, no, this is an actual ad.
I think I dreamt it. I'm not even 100% sure it actually happened. It's so psychotic.
No, it's Herman Cain. Yeah.
And an unnamed voiceover actor.
Yes. He is a black man.
Herman is.
Who did this
the other
ad.
Guy, we're out of...
They had to hire a white guy to sound black because this is how black people talk and think.
Oh, wow.
This is an ad that ran during, is it 2006 or 8? It's one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
2006.
Okay, here we go.
Oh my God.
Paid for by America's Pet.
The night's still young. Come on, let's head to the river and try out the slots.
Nah, I gotta get home. I promised Kathleen I'd help the kids with their homework.
You know, the Army really changed you.
War does that. It makes you value what you're fighting for.
So I suppose you want me to vote Republican, like you and your soldier buddies.
Not at all. You've got no reason to.
How's that?
Well, you don't work for a living, so what do you care about keeping taxes?
Hey, that's cold.
You cheat on your wife, so why would you want an amendment to protect marriage?
Hey, a man's got to do what a man's got
to
do.
And I know you're not going to enlist to defend your country.
Of course not.
Not everyone's as slow as you are, bro.
If you make a little mistake with one of your hoes, you'll want to dispose of that problem. Too sweet, no questions asked.
No, right? No, now that's too cold. I don't snuff my own seed.
Huh? Really? Well, maybe you do have a reason to vote Republican.
Oh, my God.
That's
cold, man. Straight up.
How? What? What?
Wow.
That was... I don't snuff my own
seed. Do you know how many processes an ad has to go through before it gets cleared, put on air. There's not just people doing it, rewriting it, and making it. There's several drafts of that thing that happened, and that was the best
Everything
according to
will be
to
all
them.
Right now. I am Herman Cain, and I speak jive. I'm here.
I'm here with an unnamed white voiceover actor who's going to use blackish-sounding words written by my Republican friends. I love how in the very beginning, like, how do we enter into the fact? How do we know these are two black men talking? One of them goes, hey, let's go down to the river and play the slots.
Well, that's what the kids are calling it.
Yeah, he's already got a gambling problem. That's what we're assuming. That's how we know.
Yo, what's up?
Let's go do something other than take care of our responsibilities, because that's how our community... Yes. Well, isn't that right, future President Cain?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay, Russell in Delaware, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Wow.
How you doing, Steph?
Good.
Was that the illustrious Mr. Sparks I heard a minute ago?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, because I'm a 42-year-old strictly heterosexual man. I was wondering why I was ovulating.
Right. Well, it happens. I'm sorry about that. I got it. So I don't. I must promise to only use my powers for good.
That's some strong stuff you got there.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
I wanted to call in and thank the Stephanie Miller viewers, and while I'm at it, the Randy Rhoads viewers, because she had the same commercial on yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You know, I haven't had to explain to a single Caucasian that wasn't real. They all seem to get it.
Yeah.
They all seem to just sort of sense that that's horribly racist stereotyping. Yes.
That seems to indicate the progress we've made, you know, that even they know. Because when I was right. Back in the 80s, they'd be like, well, a black man said it, and then I'd have to explain, well, they're not really, see, you know, but they got it.
No, you can trust, Russell, that all of the white faces in here were like springtime for Hitler.
Yeah.
Just mouths agape.
As for official business, as the previously designated official disabled erotic photographer, the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. I heard a couple of days ago you saying nobody ever made you an offer. I'm making you an offer. You want to do a sprint, you come on out here to Delaware, we'll get you some lingerie.
Right.
You throw me bumps in a fruit basket, whatever you want to do.
Well, no.
Do you mean a genuine fruit basket? Or the
titillating
when
me.
When a gentleman turns over on his stomach and stuffs his business between his legs, and you can see it from behind.
What sort of fruit
also
basket?
Known as a fruit basket.
I don't know what she's into, but whatever it is, I can
try. Whatever it is, you can do it. All right, Russell, I appreciate it. I will take that under advisement. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Where are the white women at? They're going to be in Delaware.
Yeah, right.
Where are the white women at?
Yeah.
They're going to be in Delaware with Russell.
Yeah.
And a fruit basket.
He's going to do a fruit
Something.
Basket for you.
Wow. Oh. Don't type Stephanie in the box when you order that fruit basket.
No, no. Don't.
That's good.
Don't. No way.
Fruit on doll.
Jessica in Chicago on the ad we just played. Hi, Jess.
Hi, I just wanted to say I really love the funky beat they drop in the beginning.
That's true.
That's like a dinner bell for black people.
That's because after they recorded it, they had a meeting and they were like, it's really apparent the other guy is white and clearly like a racist operative.
Not since Hop Sing hit the dinner bell in Bonanza, it's been such a horribly racist stereotype. It was a dog whistle. This is for you, black people.
Yes. You can tell by the music and the gambling and the lack of parental responsibility.
After the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Now you're telling me what I can and can't do? I invited you on this trip to hang out while
Stephanie Miller
have sex with strangers.
Stop talking about that. It is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Al's not a stranger.
I beg your pardon.
Mm-hmm. 34 minutes after the hour, we continue Hump Days with Hal Sparks. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere.
No.
All right.
Red Garvin, male prostitute.
Male prostitute.
Oh, I got to talk to our friend about this next headline. Focus on the families. President concedes loss on same-sex marriage, but still compares it to polygamy. You know who we should talk to about that? Rick Jacobs of Courage Campaign, my good friend. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming. I haven't seen you since Ariana's book party, darling. Oh, hello, Rick.
Yeah, it's true.
So tell me, I want to get to this story with you, but let's talk about what you're doing regarding Fox News and their advertisers.
Well, Fox News is, in particular, speaking of Focus on the Family, is a bastion of people who hate America. That's mm-hmm. really what they are.
Yeah.
And Orbitz, which is, people probably know, a very prominent and successful travel website. Orbitz markets itself to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community, and they make a lot of money from us, and they advertise heavily on Fox News, supporting people like O'Reilly and Huckabee, who have less than kind things to say about most people in America, but most specifically gay people. So we
yes, they frequently warn of the dangers of allowing gay people near your children.
They do indeed.
Yes.
They do indeed, and some things that are even worse. And so...
speaking of analogies, Rick, drug abuse, incest has all been used on Fox News to be compared to homosexuality, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly. Exactly. And so we launched a campaign last week designed to get the LGBT community in particular, but other people who are fair-minded people to say, why should we use Orbitz travel as long as Orbitz is advertising on O'Reilly, Huckabee, Ann Coulter, why should we do that? And we've gotten over 40,000 people to sign up, and you can check that out at couragecampaign.org. Mm-hmm. And
you were doing...
So we're pushing very, very hard. Orbitz has gotten pretty upset, and Mr. O'Reilly spent 8 minutes of his show a couple of nights ago lambasting us for doing this, so clearly we're getting under his very, very paper... white
yeah.
skin. So.
That's what's always entertaining about him, is he has such thin skin. It's really, it's not a hard to get him to snap, is it, Rick?
No, it's not.
It's not. Yeah.
Oh, you're nice to see you.
All right. Now, you're joining our friends at Media Matters, GLAAD and Equality Matters with us. You got a lot of fine folks, a lot of great groups with you on this.
Exactly. And yesterday, Credo Mobile, the League of Conservation Voters, a lot of other folks jumped in and said, hey, Orbitz, why would anybody who cares about the environment want to be part of this, want to support you and buy through you as long as you're supporting Fox? Because Fox News seems to hate the earth as much mm-hmm. as it hates the gay people who live on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bill O'Reilly doesn't want to be involved in...
humanizes homosexuals.
Anything that would humanize homosexuals.
Right.
So, yeah.
P.S., by the way, you can, on Twitter, you can go to Orbitz, which is just at Orbitz, O-R-B-I-T-Z, or Orbitz Care Team, which, you know, they may even spend more time of paying attention to, and tell them that they suck for advertising on Fox, and join the campaign that way as well.
And now, Rick, I wanted to talk to this other Focus on the Family story, because you guys obviously at Courage Campaign were instrumental in getting the word out on everything that's happening with Prop 8, which I love. Obviously, not only nationally but in California, we have passed majority support for marriage equality, right? Which of course is just scaring the bejesus out of them. Now they're like, no, let's not go back to the polls now. You mm-hmm. know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here's where we are. First of all, we're winning. And
winning, as Charlie Sheen would say.
But at the same time, my home state of Tennessee on Monday passed legislation, and it was signed by the governor, shame on Bill Haslam, was signed by the governor, that says that no locality in the state of Tennessee is allowed to put up any protections for LGBT people. Now, this is a Republican, crazy Republican legislature, and a governor who I didn't think was crazy, is saying that they don't like local rule. Now, this is exactly
right.
The opposite of what
yeah.
Republicans say they stand for.
Yeah.
Minnesota recently, this week also, said that they're going to put on the ballot in 2012 a measure that would have a constitutional ban against same-sex marriage, which is just piling on. There's already a law against it.
But you make an excellent point, and that's one, you know, that Ted Olson is making. I mean, if you are really conservative and you believe in small government and states' rights and staying out of people's business, then just admit you're a homophobe if you're for these bills.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. And so what we've done is we've launched a new program with Dustin Lance Black, who is the Oscar award-winning writer of Milk, And again, you can find it at couragecampaign.org. And we're asking everybody in the country to submit their testimony, to give us your story. Tell us, in video or otherwise, why you think that you personally, whether you're straight or gay or otherwise, why you personally think that we need full equality right now. And we're using this in a national campaign to help win repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act. There's only one law on the books in the federal government that's ever existed federally, one law in the history of the United States of America that has limited or in any other way defined the relationship among states and among the federal government when it comes to marriage.
Right, right.
And we got to get rid of it.
Now, I actually have to tell you, Rick, I found this campaign or this story actually heartening. So the guy from Focus on the Family says, you know, he asks him, what about same-sex marriage? He said, we're losing on that one, especially among the 20 to 30 something, 65 to 70% of them favor same-sex marriage. I don't know if that's going to change with a little more age. Demographers would say probably not. We probably lost that. I don't want to be extremist here, but I think we need to start calculating where we are in the culture. I mean, to have someone from this religious right organization say, you know, but then he goes, this is what happens when they get cornered. They get even nastier. Then he literally goes on to compare homosexuality to polygamy. Like, oh, well, we've lost it, but this is where society's going now. You know,
I think that's actually quite fabulous, and I think that folks on the family and their allies should focus all of their attention on a permanent fight against polygamy in America.
I agree.
Yeah.
After they're done with divorce, since they care so much about marriage, outlawing divorce in every state, no matter what.
Right. I mean, this is what I thought the critical thing is. There's another new poll out, because I think he's trying to say we, meaning Christians. And he said, you know, there's a new poll that shows people who identify as Christian overwhelmingly support LGBT equality, regardless of age. So I think that's what's getting scary for them, you know, you know my friend Shelley Wright, who, you know, I always tell her that was one of the most powerful moments. She was on Larry King. She said, I'm a Christian and I'm gay. And they can't seem to process this, can they?
Well, they can't. And look at what else is happening. All of these sports figures now, straight, for the most part, which is what most people in America are, saying, sure, let people marry. Who cares? We're for this. They've lost. Now, that doesn't mean, and this is a really key point, they've lost, but they're doing enormous damage. It's sort of like, you know, a spinning blade that's out there, and you know it's going to stop eventually. But how many people is it going to hurt or kill?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's the part in the argument where you run out of bullets in the gun and they throw the gun at you. It's like, well, you're like a polygamist. You know, it's just they got nothing left, so they're sort of lashing out. But, you know, I mentioned, in fact, are you coming to my party? I'm doing a party for Shelley and her.
I certainly am.
Yay! And her Faith in America thing, but that's exactly what that's about. It's like preventing religious bigotry against gay and lesbian people, because I think that that's a watershed moment, isn't it? When it's not just this, I think it already ceased being a partisan issue, didn't it, Rick, a while back, when you have members of the McCain and Bush and Cheney family coming out for marriage equality. Now I think that's the last bastion, is trying to use religious bigotry against gay people.
I think that's right, but I do, and I think that's great that you're doing that. Mitchell Gold is terrific, but I want to come back though to the necessity right now to continue to fight, and that's why we're doing this storytelling, national storytelling and organizing campaign. We've got to get rid of some of this legislation of DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Our own Senator Dianne Feinstein is leading that. Courage has gotten five senators out of the 25 who have signed on as co-sponsors. We've gotten five of them. We're going to keep going. We all have to keep going. And again, check that out at couragecampaign.org. You'll see that by telling your own story, wherever you are in the country or in whatever congressional district, which everybody's in you can actually change the way people think.
Yep.
And we got to do that. And
Rick,
the second part of it, I just want to say, the second part of this is, as the laws change, which they will, and as we win court cases, which we are and we will, there's still a big cultural barrier in places like Tennessee and in places like Alabama and Mississippi and even Iowa, where there is marriage already, and we can't give up. We have to just push until people are not allowed to exercise their prejudice in public.
Well, and I was going to say, before you go, I want you to update us on Prop 8 out here, because I thought, boy, it was particularly, I don't know if funny would be the word, but in light of the Schwarzenegger scandal, you go, maybe I understand why he declined to stand for family values against gay people. But where are we with that?
Well, we're in, as Ted Olson said recently, we're pushing on a string. We August 4th last year, almost a year ago now, Judge Walker ruled that marriage is to be permitted between loving couples in California under the federal constitution, a historic case and an historic ruling. December 6th, the court in the appellate court in San Francisco moved quickly, held a hearing, and then the thing ended up back in front of the California Supreme Court on a technical issue.
Yep.
And they're not going to hear that until September.
Okay.
There is a court a hearing on June 13th in San Francisco on two really stupid issues that the protect marriage folks, which we think we are actually the ones who protect marriage, but that the right wing crazies have brought up. One is they say, oh, Judge Walker's gay, therefore his ruling is invalid; it should be vacated. And two, they don't want anybody to see the videotapes of the trial. Now, if you think about it, if they think that Judge Walker was biased in some way, wouldn't they want to let the videotapes out?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, and plus, I think that makes so much sense, that legal line of reasoning. I think if I were a woman judge, I would, you know, remove my uterus before I was able to rule on anything involving any woman anywhere. Clearly, you can't.
Should it not be that then straight people are not allowed to, on any...
No.
Shouldn't be able to do divorce hearings?
No,
perhaps?
No straight issues at all.
Yeah.
All right.
Should not judge left-handed cases.
Yes, left-handed people. Let's get on that, Rick. All right, that's a John for Courage campaign. It is couragecampaign.org doing clearly the Lord's work over there. Rick, great to talk to you again. I'll see you soon.
And you. Thank you, Stephanie.
All right, honey. There he goes. Rick Jacobs. Yay!
Suddenly you turned into Kermit the Frog. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's not easy being green.
I'll get to the more of the details of this Focus on the Family story. Jim, you know Tony Perkins, the...
No, mother, blood, no, no.
Norman, you've been a very bad boy.
Time I said in advance it's the Focus on the Family guy, not that Tony Perkins, however.
Right.
You're so silly like that. 47 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's a tea party in her pants, and you're invited. Call now, 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it.
I like it.
52, yeah, Jim liked it even more. 52 minutes after the hour.
Observing.
1-800. So that's what he is. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone
and
number.
I stand by my observation that Katy Perry's breasts are visible from space.
Yes, they are. Thank you for that. Okay.
That was her problem. Sesame Street, actually.
Yeah.
We're not doing a Hubble episode for 4 months, so can you please put those things away?
Vern in St. Paul, Minnesota, real quick. Hi, Vern.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
First time caller.
Okay, I'll be gentle.
If it wasn't for MSNBC and Air America and listen to your shows, I'd be a basket case.
Well, me too.
I got to tell you a couple things. One, I loved your little slam at Pawlenty yesterday. I mean, this so-called governor, former governor of ours, that balanced the budget in all these years. You know, one other thing about him, I don't know if you realize, you know, this man never served in the armed forces, never served our country. You know, he loved to put his field jacket on and act like he was commander in chief. And he went to Iraq a few times. But of course, you know, he's.
What does that remind me of?
He's for removing, going back to the don't ask, don't tell policy.
Yes, which I love. I love that. I love the logistics of that. Everybody that heard you say we're gay, pretend you didn't hear that now. I keep saying it's like the almost famous, the plane crash where the guy goes,
right.
Okay, and then they land. He's like, nobody heard that. All right. But the president is speaking in England as we speak.
Iraq. The United Kingdom has removed its forces and our combat mission there has ended. In Afghanistan, we've broken the Taliban's momentum and will soon begin a transition to Afghan lead. And nearly 10 years after 9/11, we have disrupted terrorist networks and dealt Al-Qaeda a huge blow by killing its leader, Osama bin Laden.
Together, we have met great challenges. But as we enter this new chapter in our shared history, profound challenges stretch out before us. In a world where the prosperity of all nations is now inextricably linked, a new era of cooperation is required to ensure the growth and stability of the global economy. As new threats spread across borders and oceans, we must dismantle terrorist networks and stop the spread of nuclear weapons.
All right, let's talk instead about how, Jim, I think the Queen is a little bit hot for the President and Michelle.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. I'm just saying, she's, you know, because she's a little over the top about them. She was, they were welcomed to Buckingham Palace in grand royal style by Queen Elizabeth as they became their first, they were to spend two nights at the palace as guests of the Queen, staying in the suite last used by Prince William and Kate Middleton on their wedding night.
Whoa.
Oh, I certainly hope someone changed the
sheets. You think the cameras are still in place?
That is a...
We must film the royal consummation.
There it is. Three, two, one.
If we are to have an heir, we must verify.
There,
it was made in the old English way.
For the Queen, she's very chummy with them. Royal watchers say the Queen has taken a liking to the Obamas ever since meeting them on their last visit. You remember this, Mrs. Obama created the stir when she wrapped her arm around the Queen, a faux pas, according to royal etiquette experts, only to have the Queen respond with her own...
Like Katy Perry, I liked it.
I fondled the First Lady and I liked it. Hope my old king don't mind it.
Oh, my Ebon Prince. I mean, Mr. President.
Only to have the Queen respond with her own show of affection and a reciprocal embrace. I'm telling you, the Queen wants
we
to get freaky.
Stand
with the President
and deliver.
We could stand to be even more amused.
I kissed a girl.
If one were to catch
I
my
liked
royal
it.
Drift.
Stand and deliver.
Oh.
I'm just saying, this, Jim, as you know, she has a bit of a, you know, skank biscuit background. I'm just saying, it's a little overly affectionate with the Obamas.
Yes.
Who wants to get that freak on? Yes. Just saying, I don't know how she puts it, but...
I used to tool around in a hot rod with my cigarette on the end of a long stem. Getting busy. Wagging it about.
I could recount stories and during the war.
Mama was a
I'd
flapper.
Love to be the cream filling in that Oreo.
But it was only a three-hour show.
Did you... What did you just say?
I'd like to be the cream in that Oreo.
No.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's where we went?
Mm. Prince Philip and I could be the double stuff in that Oreo.
Oh. As Prince Philip would want to say, that woman is insatiable.
I'm